Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, back here at Gamertag Radio. Remember to check out our coverage at Summer Game Fest here at GTR. You can find us on all podcast platforms. But we have another interview. We have so many interviews here. But this is a good one. This one, I met this developer back a couple of weeks back, actually at Icon in Las Vegas. Really cool event. And we just were talking about games and his project. And I'm like, hey, you know what? This game stood out to me. I really would like to learn more about this game. And so can you present yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, the name of your company, and also the name of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. My name is Ollie. I am the director at Volok Games. And we are putting out a new update for our game Chimera Custom XG. It's just a balls to the walls action, kind of think Metal Slug, Contra, mixed with, like, you know, the modern roguelikes that we've all been playing. So
that's cool. That's cool.
It's tons of action. It's tons of fun. It's based on alien conspiracy theories. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to learn more about, like, how this project started for you. And we'll talk more about the update in a few minutes. But
yeah,
how was it, like, you know, work on this project, and how long you guys been working on it?
Oh, man. We started working on it, or, you know, I came up with the idea like 10 years ago. And It was really a passion project up until COVID. And, you know, we realized we could work remotely and work really well. And we kind of redid the game there. At the time, it was a little bit different. But, you know, eventually we just realized that, you know, those retro games that we loved, like those couch co-op games that we grew up playing, really lended themselves well to the roguelike framework. So we shifted over to that, and it's just like instant, like, join the action, and there's like no barrier for entry, and yeah, you can just jump in and, like, get straight to it, you know.
Yeah, and it could get hard eventually there too in the game, because I played
it gets really hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets really hard.
Yeah, it's easy to pick up and really hard to master.
Yep. Yeah, what's behind the name of the game, of the title? What's behind that? How that came up?
So, custom stands for cryo upgrade synthesis, tactical operations, and mutations. We like to have a crazy, like, backstory for all these acronyms. Mm-hmm. And then Chimera is like, it's like a biological, like, mutation, like a combination of two things. Like, you know, the mythological beast, the Chimera, I forget what exactly it is. It's a, you know, like the body of a lion and, like, like tail of a snake, you know, and like wings of an eagle. So we're thinking, you know, what are the ways humans of the future will create, like, a super soldier? So, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if, like, the defenders of Earth were using, like, you know, the genetic mutations from, like, animals and, like, harnessing their powers? So you get to do that in the game. You get to use, like, the shout of the lion and, like, the dash of a fox. And, you know, we try to inject a little bit of comedy, too, wherever we can. So, like, the humans of the future are using extinct animals for them because it's so far in the future. So we have facts that are all incorrect. Like, you know, a lion used to use its roar to, like, shake down fruit from trees and, like, that sort of thing.
That's cool. Yeah. I was going to ask you about, you know, I know earlier you mentioned you got inspirations for a game like Metal Slug, which to me is a very old school, iconic game from back in the days. It's like reminds me a lot of, like, Contra, like that type of vibe from back in the days. Was that always the concept of the game? Like, you wanted to have that type of style always from the beginning, before starting the project 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's so It was difficult for us because we couldn't decide if we wanted to do like a platforming shooter or more of like a kind of a side-scrolling brawler, like I don't know, like Ninja Turtles in Time. It's another favorite of ours.
Another classic. Another classic. Yeah.
So, we really had to just decide which way we wanted to go. Also, Super Metroid was a huge one for us, and we explored that for a little bit. But when it came down to it, it was all about the action for us and just, you know, blowing stuff up on screen. So
yeah. And tell us a little bit about like the type of weapons you get to see in this game, and also the enemies, because I know it changes every time, right? It gets even more difficult and so on, right?
Yeah. So as you delve deeper into the breach, you fight like bigger, better, like crazier aliens. So we have like the grays, we have their drones, we have reptilians, the shapeshifters.
Oh, so you got all the conspiracy theory aliens. The grays, reptilians. Yeah. Oh man, and all of it.
Yeah, what's funny is that the government just came out with that UFO UAP disclosure.
Oh, the top secret documents. Yeah.
And last week they came out with like the four main alien races. Yeah. And we're like, that's us. That's what we did.
No, the timing is perfect, right?
Yeah.
The timing is perfect for you guys. Yeah.
And then we got some, you know, crazy bosses. We got the Anunnaki. We have robot mantids and when it comes to the guns and the weapons, we have like pretty much everything you'd expect from like a first person shooter, or, you know, we got, your assault rifle, shotgun, sniper rifle, carbine, dual pistols. And then we have heavy weapons like rocket launcher, an LMG, a laser caster. That's kind of like a, you know, alien grenade launcher, trace rifle with heat seeking bullets, minigun, you name it. It's in there.
Nice,
we want to
nice.
Add a sword too eventually.
Oh, nice. So, you know, so tell us, let's talk about this new update. How much new things are we going to get to see in this new update coming out now in a couple of days?
Yeah. So what we're adding here is the Anunnaki, and we're adding their pyramids. So there are three new hidden biomes that are their pyramids, and each one has a brand new boss. Each with, you know, their own moveset and kind of personality. And then just along with that, it's a ton of balance, quality of life, permanent progression. We have, you know, new upgrades. We call them gene augments. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if you played a game like Windblown, you know, they have their gifts that are like more like build defining items for your run. So mm-hmm. we have new modifiers for that, new buffs, and just making every single boss fight that's already in there just a little bit tighter. And it's going to be pretty big.
Nice. And what's next after this update? Like, are you still guys planning to add more content in the future? And how's it been like the feedback from people that actually been playing this game since the release before the update?
Yeah. The feedback's been really cool. It's like exactly what we want to hear. You know, it reminds people of, you know, games like Metal Slug and Contra, and, you know, like couch co-op. Although, you know, people don't really do much couch co-op on PC, so it is all online. We have up to 4-player co-op, and for the future of the game, since this isn't quite 1.0 yet, we have the final biome that we'll kind of keep it a secret for now, and mm-hmm. We have, you know, some secrets planned for that too, with a maybe a hidden ending and a hidden boss.
Oh, snap. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, and that's past good. That, man, there's so many different things we want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. I mean, based on everything that's going on with the news and more conspiracy theories, you guys always like, hey, we should add that in the game. Do you guys usually do that like super last minute? Have you guys made those changes too because of
it? We have made those changes. You know, it's conspiracy theories are difficult because we want to focus on like just the really fun ones. And we talk about this a lot. Like, when we decided to make this game in, you know, 2014, 2015, we're just mm-hmm. coming up with the idea. Wouldn't it be awesome if it was just a game about every conspiracy theory? And then, mm-hmm. you know, the years unfolded and we're like, okay, let's stick to like Bigfoot, aliens, Loch Ness Monster, and, you know, Chupacabra and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Chupacabra, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, for those who are curious, you know, I know this is out on Steam. Like, have you been in talks to see if this will also potentially will come out on consoles and stuff like that, or not?
Yeah, I mean, just that's stick the with dream, PC? Man.
Yeah.
We're trying to talk to as many people as we can, because yeah, that's the dream, is to come out on console. Yeah, I mean, the game is, you know, best played with a controller. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, I feel like it's meant to be, you know.
Yeah, and it's good too to play. Check it out. You guys have a handheld, PC handheld.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, Steam Deck?
Yeah, Steam Deck. I have the ROG Xbox Ally X. I got that one too. So, like, it's good.
Oh, sweet.
Really good. Yeah. Now, for those who are curious, would like to learn more about this game, would like to, you know, buy it, where they could get this game, where can they find more information about the game too?
Yeah, so we're on Steam. So the game is called Chimera Custom XG. We also have our Discord. And just come check it out. Our update comes out June 8th, and we're really excited to hear the feedback and what you guys have to say. And yeah, we're stoked, man.
Yeah, yeah, I can't. Let's see what people say about the Unaki.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's see. If you can beat him.
Yeah. Let's see. Good luck, everyone. Good luck. All right, Ali. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks so much, man. Have a good one.
All right. Let's see.